great night.
Yeah.
Build everything you want to, I guess.
It's a dream come true. I mean, literally, it's a dream come true. I mean, I came here on a mission, and I feel like I made very few mistakes, and I accomplished my goal, and now it's on to step two, which is getting that belt, and, I mean, hopefully it's with Sarah Kaufman.
Talk about the first fight and how that, you know, went.
Well, the first fight, I got a little bit of muscle pump. I mean, my lungs, my cardio felt great, but there was a little bit of a mix-up in the back. We thought that we were going to be the second fights out because of the cards we drew, and then they moved it to they switched it. So I didn't get quite the warm-up that I wanted, so I felt a little slow, and being that they were really fast rounds, I felt a lot more warm and poppy in my second fight.
And then the final, I guess the final. How'd you feel? I mean, just having already fought, what was it like?
The first fight felt like a warm-up. You know, that's how I usually warm up, really intense, and I didn't get to do that for my first one. So the second one was just like, you know, it was fine. Felt great.
No injuries or anything? You feel good?
No, my ankles are really flexible, so I feel good.
Talk about the really good on the ground. A lot of back.
Yeah, I just knew I had to stay really tight and not give her any way to create space to look for submissions. But I've got world-class grappling. I go with men all the time, and I very rarely get submitted. I think it's one of my strong points. On the ground, I have good positioning, and I'm very aware, you know, it's called proprioception. I know where my body is in reference to their body, and she got me in that one ankle lock, but it wasn't, she didn't have enough strength behind it to finish it, so I just let her kind of wear herself on it. I mean, she was kind of compact, so I was under her chin, but I couldn't get that other hand out to finish it. She really had that locked up tight, so I was trying with the one arm choke, but it just wasn't quite there. I think so, help me keep her away a little bit more. I mean, that was kind of the game plan. You know, I wanted to keep it off the ground as long as possible because I knew that was her only chance of beating me. So a little bit of a different game plan. I felt like it went well. You know, the thing was either to keep her really far away or really close. And I did that. I kept her far away. And when we got close, you know, I stayed really tight so that she wasn't able to get anything.
Sarah, of course, fought more of a striker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I adjust my game plan for every fight. You know, I mean, obviously, I think I'm stronger on the ground than Kaufman, but I feel like my striking has really improved a lot. So I mean, I think is what's going to be key to that is just mixing things up. I don't imagine it happening before like 6 months because you got to think Sarah just fought, so usually you don't fight again until 3 or 4 months. So she's going to fight Marlus, and then she's going to need 3 or 4 months after that to get a good training camp in for me. So I would think about 6. Oh well, I thought it was sure. I thought that Marlus and her were fighting. I haven't heard any different, but I thought that was what was happening. Okay, well that's. I don't know then. Anything else?
I just want to see if I can get
one. What?
Just for our website, for the fans.
He wants a one-on-one. Can you answer 3 questions?